Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Thank God it's Friday.
So good to have you with us. Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is Friday. And of course, you know what we do on Friday. Friday, we celebrate. Friday, we try not to, no matter how bad the news is, we try not to take ourselves too seriously. It's time to celebrate.
Oh man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, you know better.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, yeah. It is Friday. And even if you've been home all week, it's still Friday. Trust me, it is still Friday. While many of us are home, confined to quarters more or less, our kids are home too. And that means they're not in school. They're doing online classes. But are they really doing them? Would homeschooling be better than what the public school kids have at their disposal? Jim Blocky is a longtime teacher and author, and he joins us from his home. Jim, always good to visit with you. Normally it would be in studio, but obviously via phone. What are the kids doing right now? I mean, are they learning anything through all of this?
Well, now, the real question is when they are in school, are they learning anything? So, I mean, I see there's right now there's a lot of kids outside running around playing. And so, I mean, I the one thing I would like to see happen out of this, I would love to see more people who realize that they can stay home and homeschool their kids. And because homeschooling it works so much better. It's so much, kids learn more. They learn reading phonetically for the most part. I mean, that's why the kids who win the spelling bees throughout the last 20 years have always been homeschoolers, is because they actually learn how to think and they learn the right way. And so I would like to see that happen and see more homeschooling. I think that would be just so great, because I mean, right now, again, I mean, what kids learn in school is so, the more I research things out, the more I realize that our kids just aren't getting anything out of school. They learn social activities. They learn how to have sex. They learn how to, you know, be rude. They learn how to be disruptive and get away with it. They don't learn anything, you know, as far as life skills. It's ridiculous, and it's frustrating. And I would just love to see kids be homeschooled, but you know, maybe not after high school. Maybe in high school, you know, so they play sports and stuff. But the more kids that are homeschooled, I think the better off our country would be.
Now, obviously, the homeschooling would force one of the spouses in a spouse home to not be going to a job. Right now, nobody's going to a job unless it's deemed right. Essential. Right. Is that practical in the real world?
You know, it's really tough. You know, I mean, it has become a necessity for two families almost to have to work at a time. Both parents. And then there's so much divorce as well. So there's a lot of times there's only one person in the family, period. One parent in the family, excuse me, period. So, I mean, yeah, it's a dream I have, you know what I mean? But as in anything, you know, you just have to ask for, the right guidance from the right guy, you know? I mean, God can take care of, anything. I mean, that's something that, I think a lot of us, hopefully, during this time have had a turn to. And, God wants us to make, God wants us to be involved with Him, and sometimes, yes, it allows strange things to happen in order to get our attention. And this, I think, has gotten a lot of people's attention. And so, I mean, yeah, I don't know what can happen as far as, one parent staying home. And I had a friend of mine, DeMarco, he even mentioned, he said it'd be nice if they would allow, maybe one homeschool, one parent to stay home and homeschool and, homeschool like several kids, from other families and stuff, like do 10 kids, from four or five different families. And maybe could do that, maybe even in a rotation device, where one parent stays home for 2 weeks and then another parent 2 weeks, and they take 2 week terms and work it out through their jobs and something like that. It's just, so that kids are going to learn what the parents want them to learn and not what our government wants them to learn.
Tell the folks about your books. I say books plural because you have books plural out, but in particular, talking about public schools.
Well, public schools, the worst case of child abuse in American history is just that. Because what we teach our kids is we don't teach them how to read phonetically. So the way we teach how to read actually contributes to dyslexia. Since we've used this method, we've gone from, 1 in 1,000 kids having dyslexia to 200 in 1,000. So it's 200 times more people have dyslexia today than when we introduced this way. Went from 2.2% adult illiteracy to where it's around 40% adult illiteracy. For a free country to remain free, it's people need to be educated. Otherwise, they're just going to vote in whomever they're told to vote for. Come on, Joe Biden. I mean, he can't put together a couple of sentences without screwing up. I mean, and he's actually got the potential to be a president of the United States. And that's because of kids aren't educated. They don't learn to think for themselves. And in my book, I explain why that happens. John Dewey's philosophy was back in the late 1800s, and how he wanted to focus on social subjects, not academics. And, it's just amazing. The Bible says, my people are destroyed. God says my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And that's really true. I mean, if you don't know what's going on, then anything can be going on. I mean, the most evil things can be going on. And like, Trump says, Washington is very evil. That was in your prologue just a minute ago. I was listening. He is so right. Washington is so evil. And people don't realize it. I mean, they have a hunch, but they don't really know it. And so it comes through our education system. I mean, Stalin said, education is a weapon depending on, who it's aimed at. And whoever controls it, can do what it's done to this country, turn it into to where half the people almost are not concerned with socialism. They don't know what socialism is, but they don't have a problem with it. And therein lies the lack of knowledge. Socialism is cool. It sounds great. Well, what is it? I don't know. That's a problem. That's a problem.
Yeah, I would say so. Again, Jim Blocky joining us, teacher and author. And what exactly, and I know it's the fifth largest school district in the country, the Clark County School District, but schools around the state, what are they doing, and what are they doing for our kids who, gosh, may be home for the rest of the year?
Well, I just read that the third quarter grades are going to be the final grades. I read that today. So, so with that being said, I guess they don't plan on doing anything after their third quarter grades. I mean, if I have my final grade in, I'm not going to school anymore. I mean, I'm sorry. If I'm a kid and I've got my final grade, I'm definitely not going to go to school for nothing. Basically, that's what it'd be for. So I know that they do have online schooling. I don't know. I mean, I really can't tell you how many kids are actually utilizing that. I know a few kids who are. I know some kids who aren't. And you know, so there's probably not a requirement. You know, I mean, and it's up to the parents. And
so will sophomores? Now will sophomores become juniors then?
Well, will
juniors become seniors?
I would assume so, and seniors will graduate if they pass their proficiency exams. And so, I mean, yeah, it's really kind of, I mean, yeah. But let's be real, Kevin. I mean, how many times did anybody fail? I mean, how many times in school did anybody, any of the kids fail? I mean, even if they got Fs all the way through, I know that I was told on occasion to pass a kid that I had failed, and I'd get a call during the summer and say, hey, can you pass this kid? And I would most of the time say no, and then I'd get heat, and so sometimes they would do it even without my permission. And so it's like, as far as schools go, this thing really probably isn't going to affect our kids that much. And that's pretty sad, don't you think?
Well, it really is. The other issue that for me is strange is that the importance of our education system seems to be more about feeding kids at least two and sometimes three meals a day through the schools than it is the education, the reading, writing, and the arithmetic. This idea of feeding the kids as opposed to teaching the kids.
Yeah, that you're right. I mean, that has become more of that actually has become more of the detriment in our society is these kids who go to school to eat than their actual learning. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's really weird. I hear a lot more about kids not eating and kids not learning, and that's pretty sad. I mean, but that's our school system. I mean, until we fix our school system, until we teach the curriculum, specifically K-6, K-7, until middle school, until we fix that, I mean, this is just going to be the norm. I mean, I've been on your show, so many times, Kevin, and we talk about it. And people just, they think it's too big of a task to try to fix the curriculum. It's only curriculum. I mean, anybody can fix the curriculum. I mean, our legislature, they could very easily fix the curriculum. They could say, hey, look, we're not going to be the parent anymore. We're not going to teach these subjects. Those are parental duties. They're not school duties. And so, I mean, it can be done. You know, it's just that everybody thinks it's too tall of a task. Nobody will do it. And, you know, I mean, obviously, we in Nevada here, everything's Democrat. We got Democrat governor, House, Senate, and everything. So, yeah, it will be tougher. But that's a matter of, that's why we need to wake up kids. Parent adults, we need to wake them up and, you know, this is what's going on. And you know what I have done, and I just got it finished when all this happened, so it's hard to do. I put it together, a men's conference for churches, and, you know, I wrote the whole thing out, and it's like a four-hour men's conference. Women have conferences all the time, and they learn so many things, but men don't have this. And so I put together a men's conference to where that specifically this, it brings to light what's going on in our schools specifically. I mean, everybody knows there's a problem. Everybody knows there's a problem in our schools, but they don't really know what it is. They can't put their finger on it. Well, I put my finger on it. I tell them what the problem is. And then at the end, I tell them what they can do about it, what they need to do about it. And I mean, so there is possibilities. I mean, God never... You know, with all things are impossible except through God. I mean, for us, things may seem impossible, but, you know, through God, they're not impossible. They are, he can do anything. And so, and we just need to come to the realization of that. but we have to do something. You know what I mean? God parted the Red Sea, but Moses had to do something to do that. So there's always, in every miracle, he's always asking man to do something, to follow through on something. And that's just what we need to, we as, you know, Christian men and women, and we need to be called out to take action and not continue to allow this to happen. And that's what, the conference is basically all about. And hopefully as soon as, when this takes place and we can start seeing each other again and having actual physical contact with our friends and we'll be able to get this on the ground, because that's the only way it's going to happen.
I was just going to say, it sounds like a great idea, though. We've had women's conferences for decades. Maybe it's time that the men start meeting and learning these new ideas. Thanks so much for joining us. I hope you and the family are safe. We will talk with you under better circumstances.
Yeah, you take care of yourself, man. Love you. You're the best.
There you go. Jim Brocky, right. My friend, author, teacher, joining us live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
That's Brent McCullough. Brent McCullough, Staying Inside, a parody song, and not bad. Return of the Bee Gees. No, that's... In fact, we're gonna roll out the half hour with Brent McCullough and Staying Inside. I just love that. We try and bring you a little bit of a smile on your face because it's Friday. More to come as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
Here's an interesting fact. A lot of businesses try to advertise online, but the sad news is there are ad blockers that come standard in a large number of web browsers. To advertise online, well, it sounds great, but are you getting your money's worth? Radio listeners, particularly listeners to talk radio, don't block your ads. They keep right on listening. So give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You got nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, global coronavirus cases surpassing 1 million people. President Trump at the daily White House coronavirus briefing reveals he takes a second test out of curiosity to see how quickly it works, and that he tests negative for the virus. His White House physician sending out a note saying the test takes 1 minute and results are back within 15 minutes. The president telling reporters the private sector continuing to help out with much-needed supplies.
This action will help General Electric, Hill-Rom,
Medtronic, ResMed, Royal Philips, and Vyaire Medical overcome obstacles in the supply chain that threaten the rapid production of ventilators. We have over 100,000 being built right now or soon to be started.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
When they get back at it at a virtual Bristol, will Byron pay Timmy Hill back for last weekend? I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today, midday.
Hey there, it's Hall of Fame driver Rusty Wallace for Blue Emu. After spending nearly a quarter of a century in a race car, I know what it means to be banged up and bruised up.
As Wallace spins, Wallace...
That's why I reach for Blue Emu products to support my muscles and joints. Blue Emu is known for quality and innovation. And Blue Emu is one of the few muscle and joint brands that is 100% owned, distributed, and manufactured in the USA. For Hall of Fame relief, reach for Blue Emu. Works fast and you won't stink.
Join Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Get the latest news and exclusive interviews from the biggest names in the sport.
This is not a retirement from driving race cars. This is slowing down from 38 weekends a year.
Hear the thoughts and opinions from NASCAR insiders and much more.
Everybody was thinking, well, you know, this team's going to make a little bit of noise early, and then they're going to fade out, and a lot of people predicted they wouldn't even make it to Homestead.
It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday evening at 7 Eastern on the Motor Racing Network.
When Timmy Hill won Sunday's iRacing event at a Digital Texas Motor Speedway with a late bump and run on William Byron, he said he kind of expected some payback. And on this week's MRN Out Loud podcast, Byron said, yep.
You know, I think that that's honestly what we'll see going forward is just kind of if I'm in the same position, I'm sure I would race him and do the same thing that he did. So, yeah, I think honestly just kind of see what happens. And if it comes to that and I have to do that, I definitely would. But hopefully we can just be out front and be away from all the drama and mess.
The weekly iRacing Invitational heads to a virtual Thunder Valley Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Byron is a guest on this week's MRN Out Loud podcast, now available wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Yeah, we lost Phil Withers. What an amazing talent. What an amazing talent. Phil Withers, Lean on Me. We lost Joe Diffie, I guess, last weekend. Country artist. It's been a rough few days in the entertainment world. Losing some really, really good people. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family that's mom and dad and all the kids. 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Okay, there's been a lot of talk about New York and how they are approaching their apex, where they will start bending the curve down, but it hasn't happened yet. They've got new hospitals going up. They got all kinds of, I mean, like being built in 4 days. And I want you to listen to the president, because yesterday during his briefing, he talked about the critical efforts to help not just New York City, but also New York State. Here it is.
The federal government is doing a lot of things that wasn't anticipated that it do. This is a 2,500 and or 2,900 can easily be set up hospital built in Javits Center. And so we're going to be converting that to a COVID-19 hospital. And it's going to be staffed by the military and by the federal government. And based on the fact that I agreed to that, we had two other facilities that were likewise asking for it, and that would be in Louisiana and also in Dallas, and we'll be doing those. We spoke to the governor of Louisiana, spoke to the governor of Texas, and we've told them that we will be staffing those hospitals again above and beyond, but that's okay. We have to do that. In addition, the USNS Comfort is docked in New York to accept patients. That is a non-COVID. To date, FEMA has delivered more than 4 million N95 mask respirators. And think of that, 4 million. Don't forget, we're a secondary source. The states are doing it, and we're backing them up. But we've gotten 4 million N95 respirators. 1.8 million surgical masks, 460,000 face shields, 1.4 million gloves, and 4,400 ventilators just to the city and to the state of New York. And some of them now are being sent. I spoke with both Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio a little while ago, and some of them are being sent to the city. All of America stands with the people of New York in this time of need. It's definitely a hot spot, but we have other hot spots also, and we're taking care of them very, very strongly, very powerfully. We have the finest people in the world in those locations, and I think the federal government has not only acted early, but acted quickly, professionally. There's no people like this. Doctors, nurses, first responders, and other healthcare providers who want to help New York at this critical time should visit website nyc.gov/help now. nyc.gov/help now. They need help now. They need people to help them. We have great facilities, and we've built some brand new facilities, big ones, but we need help. We need help for professional people. So if you're in an area that isn't so affected and you're a doctor, a nurse, a healthcare worker, please get to that website, and we would really appreciate your help. New York City needs it.
That was the president yesterday. And you know, there's always going to be a criticism that the federal government's not doing enough. They're not deploying resources where they need to be deployed to. But I'm going to tell you something. I mean, they're building hospitals in 4 days. 4 days. By the way, if you want to stay at home and stay indoors and be entertained, make sure you're listening this weekend, because Nevada Talk Network has the best of NASCAR, this classic race, the 1999 Goody's Headache Powder 500. This is the one, I don't know if you remember this one, but this is the one where Dale Earnhardt Sr., famously spun Terry Labonte to win. That's 10 a.m. Sunday on the Nevada Talk Network station, so be listening. This is great stuff, vintage NASCAR stuff. You know, there are two battles that are going on right now. There is the medical battle, trying to win the war against the coronavirus. But there's also the economic battle. And Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, stepped to the podium yesterday during the briefing and gave the president and the world this is cut six, kind of an economic update. Here is Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary.
What additional relief are you going to give to Americans as they stay out of work for all these extra weeks? I mean, what are you waiting for?
Well, we in designing this program, we thought that we had liquidity for about 10 weeks, and that's what we've designed. And again, I think the president's been very clear. If we need to go back to Congress to support the American economy and American workers, we will be doing that.
Mr. Secretary.
Secretary Mnuchin, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has formed a select committee to oversee the distribution of recovery funds, and she says she wants to make sure that those funds are wisely and efficiently spent. Do you think that select committee is something that's necessary?
I don't. I mean, you know, both parties wanted us to have oversight, wanted us to have transparency. We have full transparency. We have a oversight committee that the speaker gets to pick someone, the leader gets to pick someone. I believe there's five people on it. And again, that committee will review the money that we're spending. And again, we support full transparency. Taxpayers should understand how we're going to support this economy and jobs.
Mr. Secretary, Senator Murkowski has asked you to consider providing loans to energy companies under the CARES Act, the Phase 3 bill. What are your thoughts on that? Would you consider providing those loans to energy companies?
So, thank you, and let me clarify. I have very limited ability to do direct loans out of the Treasury. I can do them for passenger airlines, cargo airlines, contractors, and national security companies. Outside of that, we work with the Federal Reserve to create broad-based lending facilities, which we will do. So our expectation is the energy companies, like all our other companies, will be able to participate in broad-based facilities, whether it's the corporate facility or whether it's the Main Street facility, but not direct lending out of the Treasury.
A question for clarity about the direct payments to Americans. For those folks who don't have bank accounts, who don't have direct deposit information on file with the IRS, how long would they have to wait for their check?
Well, for people who don't have direct deposit, again, we'll have an easy way they put it up. We can, on a rolling basis, I think, you know, within a couple of days when they give it to us, we'll send the money out. We do realize there are people who are underbanked. And again, we're working with all the digital companies, prepaid debit cards. We're working with all of them to make sure we have a process that every American gets their money quickly. This money does people no good if it shows up in 4 months, and we will deliver on that promise.
So quickly is a matter of weeks, then, perhaps, not months.
Quickly is a matter of weeks and not months. That's correct.
Okay, when we come back, there is a great debate going on. The media and others are trying to pressure us into wearing masks, which, by the way, I just cannot see myself in a surgical mask, an N95. I'm sorry, but I just can't see myself in a mask. You see pictures from Asia where people all the time are wearing masks. I just can't see myself doing that. And now it turns out that more and more health experts are saying there really is no benefit. Just imagine what Wyatt Cox would look like in a surgical mask, an N95.
Ski mask, maybe.
There you go. Maybe that's what we all ought to do. Yeah, ski masks. That'll prevent germs. Jeez. Anyway, stick around. A medical expert will weigh in. I heard somebody during, I guess, the medical professional assisting Andrew Cuomo said it's not that big a deal. It's not going to help you that much. But we'll get a medical professional that the president relies on, Dr. Deborah Burke. We'll get with her and find out what's going on relative to the mask. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
A message from our friends at Grease Monkey. You know, they are suffering just like we are through this COVID-19 pandemic shutdown of all non-essential businesses, and they are still open, but they recognize that a lot of you aren't making your travel to Wendover like you would be with so many businesses closed up there. But they're ready to serve you when you can, and if by chance you're on the way up to Salt Lake City or other places and you have problems, please take stop by and see Grease Monkey. They'll take care of your car. They're at Beaumark Station, 801 Florence Way, 775-664-4229. 775-664-4229. And when you go by or stop by, tell them that we sent you by, would you please? KELY and the Nevada Talk Network. That's Grease Monkey in Wendover. 775-664-4229. And be safe.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Like I said, it is Friday, and it's a day when we we try and celebrate. Okay. The use of masks. Now I don't know about you, but the idea of utilizing masks is something that's been thrown around out there. I did hear today on Andrew Cuomo's news conference, his medical expert said there's no medical data that says that using masks will help. It just won't. Dr. Deborah Birx, let's go to cut three real quick. This is Dr. Deborah Birx sounding a little bit skeptical about the use of masks. Here it is.
There's experiential data. When you look at communities that have oftentimes utilized masks in general for personal protection from when they particularly are themselves sick and have used their mask in public. And we've looked at the rate of this COVID-19 in those populations. And then we're looking at the scientific evidence to bring those two pieces together. Let me just say one thing, though. The most important thing is the social distancing and washing your hands. And we don't want people to get an artificial sense of protection because they're behind a mask. Because if they're touching things, remember, your eyes are not in the mask. So if you're touching things and then touching your eyes, you're exposing yourself in the same way. So we don't want people to feel like, oh, I'm wearing a mask, I'm protected, and I'm protecting others. You may be protecting others, but don't get a false sense of security that that mask is protecting you exclusively from getting infected, because there are other ways that you can get infected, because the number of asymptomatic and mild cases that are out there. And so this worries us, and that's why the debate is continuing about the mask, because we don't want, when we're trying to send a signal that every single person in this country needs to stay 6 feet away from everybody, that needs to be washing their hands constantly and know where their hands are. To send a signal that we think a mask is equivalent to those pieces. So when the advisory comes out, it will be an additive piece, if it comes out, rather than saying this is a substitute for. And we want to make sure everybody understands it is not a substitute for the presidential guidelines that have already gone out, and to be absolutely clear about that.
That is Dr. Birx. She of the President's Task Force on Coronavirus. One thing I do want to bring you, because it just bothers me. There is profiteering allegedly going on right now in America as we try and find masks, respirators, ventilators, gowns. And Jared Moskowitz, let's go to cut one. He is with the Florida Emergency Management Department and was on with Tucker Carlson last night. Apparently 3M, according to this report, is selling masks to foreign countries at the expense of states like Florida. Here it is.
So the question of masks, face masks, has been at the center of our conversation about how to respond to coronavirus for a couple months now. Face masks protect our first responders. We know that. There's some question that maybe they could protect the entire population. But in either case, we don't have enough of them. So for the past couple of weeks, we've been trying to figure out why. Why are we short of something as simple as a mask? Well, today, about 2 hours ago, actually, I had a phone conversation with someone who's trying to get masks for his state, the state of Florida. That conversation was so compelling and so upsetting that at the last minute we scrapped our original plans for tonight's show and we moved this interview to the top. That person is Jared Moskowitz. He's the director of the Florida Division of Emergency Management, and we're happy to have him on tonight. Jared, thanks so much for coming on. So, simple question. Repeat for our audience, if you would, what you told me about your efforts to get masks for your state, which, by the way, is your job. What happened?
Yeah, no, thanks, Tucker. I appreciate you having me on. I appreciate you featuring this story. It's important for all the healthcare workers and nurses and doctors and first responders on the front line. Now, listen, for the last several weeks, we've had like a boiler room in our EOC chasing down 3M authorized distributors, brokers, supposedly representing that they sell N95 masks, only to get to warehouses that are completely empty, being told that our shipments are on cargo planes and the flights don't even appear on FlightAware. We're chasing ghosts, Tucker. And so, you know, I just decided to turn up the heat and tell people what is actually happening in the N95 mask space. And so, you know, 3M reached out to us today. Their government relations folks wanted to have a conversation. And I thought perhaps maybe what 3M would finally say to me is that they have masks to sell me. But what I actually found out is even more frightening. It's what we suspected, which is that the system is completely broken. And that the authorized distributors who right now can't tell me a timeline when I'm going to receive my masks orders that I put in a month ago. And by the way, the terms and conditions are, you know, I got to pay for the masks and can't cancel my order. Is that 3M has lost total control. And so what I asked 3M is that, are they aware that their authorized distributors, U.S. companies, are telling me that the reason why our orders are being pushed down is because foreign countries are showing up with cash to purchase the orders. And when I told 3M that, not only did they not dispute it, I asked them if they've put out any guidance to prevent the behavior, and the answer was no. And so when I asked 3M, you know, what is your production? They said they're making 10 million masks a week. And when I said, great, I have money, I'd like to purchase some of those, they said I couldn't, that they have no masks to sell me. And this is, it's criminal what's happening, Tucker. And I want to say something very clear. This is not about the workers in the factories at 3M who are working 24 hours a day to try to create this life-saving PPE. This is about the executives who decided not to put America first. And it's going to have devastating consequences.
That to me is reprehensible. If indeed that is true, 3M should be held accountable, and their dealers, at a time of an American emergency, to be profiteering like that because foreign entities had cash? Are you kidding me? Stick around. Concerned Veterans of America is petitioning the VA, asking to reconsider a proposal to restrict veterans' access to care during this COVID-19 pandemic. That makes no sense at all. We'll find out. Luis Vega from the Concerned Veterans of America will join us coming up live and local now.